Ask what we want to hear. Buddha, in other Kali Yugas, the Yuga Avatar also comes. And he's Pitavarna. So who is that?
In other Kali Yuga, Avatar also come and Pitavarna. Who are they in Kali Yuga?
Kalki. And if needed, other will come.
But Kalki does not teach Nam Sankirtan.
Eh?
Kalki Nam Sankirtan, he is not teaching.
But Kalki never teaches Nam Sankirtan.
No, never.
He
only cuts.
Chop their head.
But who is teaching Yuga Dharma in other Yuga, other Kali Yuga?
Kornarayan. But in Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma is Hari Nam Sankirtan. If Kalki will not teach not. Yuga Dharma, then who will teach no. Yuga Dharma?
If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not coming, not.
No Yuga Avatar.
No.
How? No. Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma Prachar Habe Na Nam Kirtan?
Om, Vishnu will do.
Yes.
Vishnu will do.
In golden complexion.
Eh?
Yeah.
With golden color.
Yeah.
Pitvarana.
Vishnu the Kalki Rupa Asana, one no ke Asve, Sa Prachar Korbe ke?
On a golden color. On any may come.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But Kalki only cutting. And making Saptaji.
Chop them up, chop them up.
Beat them up. When Kalki kills so many, do they get liberation?
Kalki yara kaatbe tara ki mukti pe jabe?
Yeah, they do. Totally. Because he is
Vishnu Tattva.
Vishnu Tattva. Not Sakta base.
They say that the Kali Yuga, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't come, there comes a Vishnu incarnation, golden color. That preaches Haridama. It's true?
He may be yellow color. Gurudev already said he may be yellow color.
But Gurudev, then question rise, why Kamsa had to come again? Mukti Pradata Sarvesam Vishnareva na Sangsaya. So Kalnemi already got killed by Vishnu. Why he had to come again to get killed?
Bolche Kalnemi to Vishnu Daraga bodh hoye galen. Abar uni Kamsa rupe kena elo Kalnemi?
If he got, Kalnemi got liberation, why again he has to come as comes?
Kalnemi, who killed?
Vishnu.
When?
In the beginning.
Beginning, Kalnemi not was killed by Vishnu. Vishnu?
Yeah,
eighth
canto.
Vishnu?
Eighth canto.
Yeah. He was killed by
Vishnu. Yeah.
Oh, Hanuman.
I don't know.
But like?
Jai Vijay.
Yeah, Jai Vijay.
Maybe Jai Vijay.
Yeah.
They were killed by.
No, Jai Vijay not Kamsa.
Nisimhadev,
no, I know.
Ramchandra, but they will...
Three times.
No, but Kamsa is not Jai Vijay. Sisupal Dantabhakta, Hiranyaksha Hirnakashipu, Ravan Kumbhakarna.
But same idea, that he comes two times or three times.
Kamsa is not
Jai Vijay. And
Krishna is independent. He can do anything he likes.
So perform his
he may
pastime.
Come in any form, he may do anything. That is why it has been written. You can count the
sand,
dust, the
particles of sand,
particles of
sand in whole universe.
But none
and you can count the
stars,
the stars,
the waves in the ocean.
But you cannot. Brahma telling. Jananti eva janantu na me bhaktva apuna.
Manasa abhachisa vapi vaibhavam tava gocharam.
Srila Gurudev, for continuing with 11th canto, which part do you want to cover next? Because 11th canto very big.
Udav Samvat, Gurudev talks.
In brief, I will do all. Especially, Uddhav and Krishna Sambhad, in brief.
Mm-hmm.
But only important. The 24
prominent.
Gurus also there.
24 Gurus.
Uh-huh.
And Krishna has told so many things
Achan.
About Asam and Varna Dharma. For Gurhastha, that he has told Pururva and others, very high class of.
When will your translations come for the 10th or the 11th and the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam?
What?
When your
kahan Bhagavata dasam ekadash dadash asbe translation apnar.
Oh, it will take time.
Take some time.
First Hindi.
But work is going on. We have continued 10th canto and also other canto. In 1 year?
No, 1 year not possible.
We will try. First 10th, gradually up. For the left remnant, I should do.
you give commentary on all 10th canto, 11th?
All. Not my country.
Vishwanath Chakravarti.
And somewhere my
opinion. Not every sloka,
from some part. There's
the prominence.
Canto of Arishkanasana Prabhu.
Oh, very good. Disciple of Srila Bhakti.
His name Maharishi.
You remember maybe in Holland? He had Srila Prabhupada's passport and he showed original.
Whole night, preparing till midnight, 1 o'clock. Then I took nap. I woke up at 4.
Any Buddha?
Guru Maharaj, last night in your class, you spoke that in Kali Yuga, we are not responsible for, in the mind, bad things.
Yeah.
In the Manashiksha, in one of your purports, you have written that because of offenses in the mind, we can expect it will take many lifetimes to attain perfection. How do we reconcile this? Are we responsible for offenses in the mind?
What telling?
He's saying there are two things.
He's saying that you mentioned yesterday that in Kali Yuga, if someone is thinking of committing any sin in his mind, there's no reaction. But on the converse, if he thinks of doing something good, he gets benefit from that. He gets some fruits. But he's saying that in Manasiksha, you have mentioned that if one commits offenses in the mind, aparad, then for many lifetimes he cannot attain Krishna prema by offenses. So
it has been told to be careful, manasiksha. But really, in all other Purans, I see that it has been told. If you are thinking good, bad, even it will not affect. But if you will do like cutting anyone or anything, then it will fruit. But good things, if you think in mind, it will fruit.
मतलब जब मानस पापा होय ना पापा पापेर कथा अपराध कथा बला होय ना
ओय पाप not अपराध
any sin.
Only sin.
But if
any man thinking aparad,
offense,
then he may do
aparad later on.
In prakat.
In action.
Yeah. In action also. So it has been told. Even man, manasapihi anishwara. By mind you should not do like rash.
Yeah. Imitate.
And Gurudev, if we think about sin in the mind, still we will become unhappy.
We should not
do think about
it. But even it will not affect. Its fruit you will have not to suffer. But
no,
it may be that by mind thinking you will do.
Yes.
So we should be sure.
So mental sin, no reaction.
No reaction.
But mental aparad,
yes.
Some reaction.
Yes. Yeah.
What about envy?
Just aparad like
is different.
Very
dangerous.
Yeah, just like in the six types of Vaishnava aparad, there are six types of Vaishnava aparad. One of them is that you are not happy to see the Vaishnava.
Yes.
That is in the mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Only thinking I'm not happy to see him. Or you are also angry against the Vaishnava. That's another.
What about doubt, Maharaj? Doubt?
Doubt.
Doubt also bad.
Today, Gopadev has come.
Who?
From Miami.
No, he was here in class every day.
But hiding for so many days.
Every day he's in class.
Mahabodhi's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, attending every day class. He came in my class also, I've seen both day.
He likes to hear.
Very good. But Gurudev, he went also in Govardhan.
Yeah.
You have been India, in India?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Guru.
He
wants
right
class. Chalo.
Lot.
No problem.
Gurudev, in the Vaikuntha planet.
Wait. Let some breathe. Let's breathe in first.
In the Vaikuntha planet, when the soul achieves perfection, they get Samipya, Salokya, Sarupya. Do they have female forms also? Do they get female forms also? Or just male forms, as Lord, as it
Lord,
in Vaikuntha.
In Vaikuntha, he's
yes,
asking
what form?
He's asking that.
That is the answer.
Well, I can only guess, Srila Gurudev, because I've never heard. But I would say that it's possible.
Not possible. Yes.
Possible for them to get either male or female form.
If that is the case, I am speculating, but do they have marriage? Do they marry each other? Do they reproduce? Some devotee told me that actually there is transcendental family life
these
in my
question. Questions are not questions really, and we should not think all these things. Oh, what is real, we see in Shastra, we should discuss all these things.
Mm-hmm. He's describing in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think third canto maybe, second or third canto, when Lord Brahma sees Vaikuntha. He has vision of Vaikuntha. And there is all described how the residents of Vaikuntha, both male and female, they're riding together on the swan flower airplanes. And they're sitting side by side, they are very beautiful. But there is no mundane lust, sex desire, anything there.
There is no marriage. But
yeah.
Like in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna and gopis has no marriage. Even in Dwarkapuri, in Golok, no marriage. Oh, always.
Very eternal.
Eternal they are. When they will do.
And mundane idea only
if
in material
there is
world.
Birth. And then gradually, from balyavastha,
young age,
to young,
teenage,
and then marriage. But no birth, no death, nothing is there.
When is it sex?
But
all mundane idea in this material world.
And in Baum Lila, Srila Gurudev, in Baum Lila, then Baum Lila.
Bhoma Lila.
Bhoma.
Then the sadhak jeev, who has now reached perfection, he has opportunity to take birth from womb of Brajagopi. But in Nityadham,
no. Only one kishore
age. Srila Gurudev.
Oh, one more question
okay.
on this.
Okay.
Yesterday, we were speaking about Brihad Bhagavatamritam, and the question, if there is any evidence in Shastra, any evidence that from there, from Vaikuntha or Goloka, Jiva has fallen down, come here. So one devotee was telling that he was questioning this. In ISKCON, there was one scholar, Kushakrata Prabhu. He passed away. He translated many books. He asked him one day, is there any evidence in Shastra that shows that Jiva has come down from there? And he said, yes, in Sanatan, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it shows that when Gopakumar comes, returns to Goloka, then Krishna receives him. Oh, my friend, you were lost for so long. Where were you? So he says, this is the evidence that the Jiva left Krishna's Leela. Now he's returning.
No, no. No.
Sanatan Goswami has done himself explanation. Mm-hmm. They should read that explanation.
Not the translation.
Mm-hmm. Gita, Bhagavat, all are evidence for that.
Jadgatva na nivartanti tadhama paramam mama. Going here, not return ever. This is my eternal abode.
And it may be that like Krishna, he came from Vaikuntha, Golok. His associates all. But we see that here they have birth. But really to play.
Yoga Maya.
So anyone like that, they may come from there and play like that. That they have come from Vaikuntha. And again they have one. But for not all,
yeah.
For liberated person.
Even Radhika is telling to Lolita, who is this boy? I never seen him. Who is this?
Yeah. It means not that Krishna was not before.
Srila Gurudev,
Srila Prabhupada told not to try to learn Sanskrit because then you get a little bit knowledge, then you make so much mistake because this is not translation, this is revelation from the mind of sadhu.
A little learning is a dangerous thing.
That's why he is making mistake because he is not doing sadhu bhasha, he is doing...
It is for ignorant person, especially for Western countries, they will have to do lot to learn Sanskrit. But in India, from beginning, they learn Sanskrit. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Mahamahamahopadhyaya, for his birth, he was a scholar. So for them, no.
But Gurudev, question comes with Srila Vidhananda Maharaj. I just had a couple of back discussion. There is no evidence of Tulasi Maharani's from Brahma Vaivarta Puran, any other reference.
What?
That's why he wrote in his book of Jiva's falling with the GVC
published. Not falling, coming, not coming from Golok Vrindavan. Never.
But he said this is his translation
never,
from
never,
Sanskrit.
Never. The Swami also wrote, he never came. In his book, anywhere not it is written.
To confirm what you said for pastime, to confirm what you were saying for pastime purpose, that the story of Jalasandar and Tulsi, that he comes from the spiritual world to perform.
What harm? They are coming here to play.
To play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are not Leela.
They are Nitya Siddha.
It's not their falling, it's Nitya Siddha.
Jalandhar was also manifestation of himself, Vishnu.
Gurudev, Srila Gurudev Maharaj said, in Kali Yuga, someone is taking
initiation. What Kali Yuga?
Someone is taking initiation in Kali Yuga. It's not anymore Kali Yuga, it's Satya Yuga. And anything he's thinking bad, he has a reaction for that.
Bhaja, in Kali Yuga, someone thinking good, then he's in Satya Yuga. And anything is thinking bad, then it's not good.
After initiation, he is saying,
Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj told, after the Jiva gets Diksha from bona fide Guru,
then he is not in a Kali Yuga. He is in a Satya Yuga. And if he is thinking bad thought, he will get some reaction. What is your...
Okay. He has told, okay, but we'll have to think something more. What he told, again, you should tell.
He said that Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj told, if the jiva accepts diksha from bona fide acharya, then his consciousness is not in Kali Yuga, but now Satya Yuga.
But why qualified guru was Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and he gave sannyas, and then they were marrying and left everything, no tulsi mala, no kanthi, nothing. Then how they are in Satya Yuga? How?
Good point.
Thank you, not to block the sun, please. Don't block the sun.
All sun, six, not block the sun.
Eight. What?
Can I just clarify, that they were quoting before, my guru Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj was saying that, he quoted this many times, I think it's from Jiva Goswami, that if we take diksha in Mahaprabhu's line, then this exemption where we don't get a reaction in our mind does not apply. We are effectively in Satya Yuga.
Oh, we can reconcile it. No? Diksha are of two kinds. Vidvadruri, avidvadruri.
Formality and vidvadruri. Anusthaniki and vidvadruri.
Real.
Understand?
Yes.
If not vidvadruri, in real sense diksha is not there, he realizes the relation with Krishna and all his offenses and anarth goes away. This is real diksha.
Yes. Diksha
but generally it is not in Kali Yuga or very rare. So we see that even he has taken diksha, but not realized and not his all offenses and anartha has gone, then it is not vidvadruri. So, their diksha is not correct. They have entered in
diksha class. Diksha.
Process.
So they can do nonsense. But those who have vidvadruri, oh, they will never fall, no anything bad will come in their mind, and they will progress.
I was trying to reconcile also because I was thinking if I got reaction for everything in my mind, I would be finished.
reaction pai, kharap result dal finish hoye jabo. Chinta korchi.
Ho gaya.
Ho gaya kaam tamam.
Gurudev. Sripad Damodar Maharaj was giving class yesterday about Chaitanya Leela. And this question has come into my mind. When we read Chaitanya, my Guru Maharaj said Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is so much more sweet. Chaitanya Bhagavat is more awe and reverence. But...
No.
Other way.
You are telling opposite.
You got it mixed up. Srila Gaurgovinda would never say that.
Krishnadas Kaviraj has written that Chaitanya Bhagavat Kar
Vrindavanda Thakur.
He is Vyas. I am taking something remnant his. He has fully written the sweet pastimes of Krishna.
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Not in theory. No Siddhant, not so much.
Siddhant, they are not deep Siddhant.
He has not given importance of Siddhant.
Deep Siddhant.
But
Kaviraj Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami, he had given
emphasis in Deep Siddhanta.
So you should not think like that.
So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Navadvipa Leelas, it's more sweetness, more.
Yeah.
That is why.
Yes.
That is why.
Leela.
Only Leela.
Leela Katha.
That Siddhant in Puri and more Siddhant in
Godavari.
Godavari tat.
Srila Gurudev, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and did Pinda for his father, then came back to Navadvip. How many years he doing Sankirtan in Navadvip before taking sannyas?
Up till the age of 24.
No, his question, how many years he did?
It has not written, but you should know that at the age of 24, he did know Deep Leela. At the time of birth, he could not do anything. Balya Leela, Pauganda Leela, and after that he went to Gaya. In the gap, he did something.
And even Srila Vrindavanadas Thakur never mentioned in what is her age that he went this, he went dude, he not mention.
Some people like saying 11 months, some people saying 3 years.
Like in Bhagavatam, it mentioned
what is the use of thinking this? Any?
Then why?
Why you?
Why are you thinking, bothering your mind?
Srila Gurudev, did I hear that you said Shishupal was a Vishnu Tattva?
Who told?
Jalandhar.
Not Vishnu Tattva, no, manifestation of Krishna.
Manifestation of Vishnu.
Gurudev?
Like all Sakhas, all that, they are manifestation of Baladev Prabhu in Braj.
I have one question, Gurudev. Devotees try to take that. Yes. Devotees try to take ashes of devotees' dead body to Ganges or Vrindavan. But what is the connection between the soul and ash? I don't know what it does. If the ash is thrown into the Ganges or the holy place, will it do any good to the soul?
Soul has already left, and then what is the relation between the dead body and the soul?
Yeah, there is, he get must benefit, It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the son of Sagar Maharaj, when Indra thought that Sagar Maharaj is doing so much austerity, he may take my position and he will be king of heavenly planet, so I have to destroy him. So he stolen his horse, and hide Kapil Muni ashram. Then his son went to search everywhere, they found there, and they abused him. Then he looked towards them, then they turned into ashes. But when, by the effort of his descendants, they brought Ganges, the touch of it that, this so many thousand years before they finished, nothing was there, still some smell of bone, then they got liberated. So Ganges is the feed bath water of Vamandev. It's so powerful. Even thousands of years after, also it touch with Ganges, they will get so much benefit.
Because those who are dead, they are not liberated. They have some
attachment.
Attachment to body.
Thinking of their body, even it has become
ashes.
But he is connected. That is why.
So Ganga is so powerful, they'll get benefit.
Thank you. Srila Gurudev, you said yesterday in class that in order for a devotee, in order to come from Nivritti Mark to Pravritti Mark, you should follow Vedic and Tantric rules and regulations. Could you please say something more about Tantric rules and Vaishnava Tantra and how to Diksha and Archan, how to...
Well, you told that in Bhagavatam you explained that in Bhagavatam mentioned like Vibaha and marriage and others for Pravitti to Nivritti. So you told you have to follow Vedic and Tantric philosophy. So can you explain a little bit about Tantra, Vaishnava Tantra?
Vaishnava Tantra means Narada.
and
Narad Pancharatra, Gautamiya Tantra,
Parashar Tantra,
Gautamiya Tantra,
Gautamiya Tantra. They have written, like Vyas written, wrote Bhagavatam. And in this, how Diksha will be taken, how we will do archan of deities, all these are described. So, Vaidiki means like Upanishad training, and Tantriki, meaning all these things we should follow.
Mm-hmm. Both.
So our Goswami has reconciled them, mm-hmm. and they have told to follow both. So we follow both. Tantriki also. Tantriki means Diksha and all Archan, everything.
So the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj is taken from Tantra, also Vaishnava Tantra.
Yes.
So how to, it's a prayers of Lord Shiva to Shrimati Radhika. So what? Why is it
the Lord Tantra? Shiva pray to Radhika, Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj, it is also from any Tantra.
I don't know if Shankar has prayed this is Stotra.
Gurudev
coming from ancient time.
Ancient time.
Exactly who had, I think Narad has done.
Narad.
Mm. You want to ask a question? Prabhu.
Gurudev, what is the meaning of Tantra?
The Tantra artha ki? What is the meaning of Tantra?
Definition. Tantra. Tantra means gyan, knowledge. Pancha ratrik, five kinds of knowledge. Where it is called Pancharatra.
Regarding Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg, in the Vedas, both pathways are there. So some devotees, they are thinking that unless I go on Pravritti Marg and I try to enjoy and try to satisfy my material desires, then I cannot come onto Nivritti Marg.
They are foolish and ignorant. But because not in this, lakhs and lakhs from species of life and human, they are testing all these things.
Already tried to enjoy.
So no need of all this.
Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur had so many disciples and they took renounce order. But according to Veda, it mentioned Brahmacharya Ashram, Garhastha Ashram, Vanprastha Ashram, Sannyasa Ashram. They are not going all through. From Brahmachari, they took Sannyasa from Saraswati Thakur. Is that proper or not?
Brahmachari also they can take.
Yes.
No need to go Pravritti Marg.
And then Vanprastha, then
no need to go Pravritti Marg at all.
Another question that comes in many devotees' minds, they are thinking that, I am from Western countries, so many bad samskaras from this life prior to coming to Vaishnav life, so I must act according to those to those other samskaras. I have so many material desires. If I try to take brahmacharya or sannyas now, it will be artificial and I will maybe fall down because I have not tried to fulfill my desires.
This is also not good idea.
Jogai Madhai, they are so bad impression. They are more bad impression than Jogai Madhai. If they can get good benefit, why the Western devotee cannot?
My Sadhu Sangh, miracle will be done.
Jai.
And you also from Western culture, you are not falling down. How they can think I will fall down?
What?
You are from Western culture, there are so many sannyasis with Gurudev. They are not falling down, how they can think we will fall down?
No, but then they will say, but most of those sannyasis, they are older and they have already gone through household life.
This is the thing. Mm-hmm. Only they want to enjoy. Mm-hmm. They don't know that we are eternal servant of Krishna. Mm-hmm. And here is no happiness, they don't know, ignorant persons. Mm. So no value of their
Opinion.
Opinion.
Idea.
I wasted 25 years of my life because of no Sarasanga. After Swamiji left, then you picked me up and put me on the right path.
Yeah.
I am so indebted.
You are the miracle worker.
Jai!
He's trying to find partners who can help him to again start.
Yeah, so I can fulfill your orders to make it profitable and maintain it for your saving.
What is favorable you should do?
Haribol will do this, Sajima.